back to the podcast. Welcome back to Unwinding. How are we doing? I hope you're having a beautiful day or evening or whenever you're listening. Listen, we're just going to jump in today. Okay, we have a lot of ground to cover and I'm very excited about this episode. I've been promising you this summer episode for like 3 episodes. So let's just get into it. Okay, it's just me, my Diet Coke, and I actually went to Starbucks because you see, here's the thing. I thought I wanted a coffee, but then I was like, I probably don't need one. I've been hella anxious lately and I just, you know what? It's 3 p.m. I don't think I need one. You know what I mean? I would like to get some sleep tonight. Last night I had to take ZQL, which I haven't taken in so long, but I was like, I need to sleep. You know what I mean? Nothing, none of my usual suspects were helping, even though the Lemmy gummies are fire. They're fire. You know what I mean? They get the job done. But sometimes when I'm like way too anxious, it sucks because like my body can be so tired, but my mind is just like, how about we stay awake all night? It's really frustrating. So anyway, I took ZQL last night, passed out like a baby. And today, I hope I don't need to do that again because even though that sleep is deep, she's a deep sleep with ZQL. You know what I mean? It's like lights fucking out. I don't want to get in the habit of that. So anyway, no caffeine for me. Well, the Diet Coke has caffeine, but like barely, right? Like barely any caffeine. Also, yes, I saw the article. Okay. Like 10 people DM'd me the article that came out. If you don't know what I'm talking about, basically just that Diet Coke is like awful for you. And here's the thing, right? Like I so appreciate everybody's concern, you know, but I'm not drinking Diet Coke thinking like, wow, this is going to make me healthier. Like, you know what I mean? I know this shit's bad. I know it's bad for me. I drink it because it's a vice and I just feel like I could have worse things that I'm addicted to. And that's how I justify it, you know? And I just, you know, I'm trying to not surround myself with negativity. So that's why I didn't exactly read the article. I also feel like this article comes out like once a year. You know, I feel like once a year we get this article where it's like Diet Coke is going to kill us all. And I'm like, you know what? If that's how I go, then so be it. Because at least I go happy. And that's what matters, you know? So I did pick up a strawberry acai refresher. I don't get it with lemonade. I think I've told you this before. I don't know why I don't do the lemonade. Like, I don't know when I first even thought of that. But I don't get the lemonade. And now I'm scared to get the lemonade. Because I feel like, what if I go and I get the lemonade? And then I'm like, fuck, I should have got it without the lemonade. Because I already know that I like that. It's like going to a restaurant and choosing something new other than, like, your dish. Like, the one that you know is fucking fire. You know what I mean? It's like choosing something else is kind of risky. It's like a risk. Because what if the risk doesn't pay off, you know? Like, what if your risk has no return on investment? What if it sucks? And then you're like, fuck, I should have gotten, I don't know if that's a real word. I should have ordered the plate that I know that I love. And then it's like, nothing makes me more sad than like wasting a meal. Oh my God, especially in a different city. Like in Miami, I'm like, all right, you know, sucks. But like when I'm somewhere else and I go to a restaurant and it doesn't slap or I order the wrong thing, oh my God. God, nothing hurts quite as much, I don't think, you know? Anyway, so that's what we have on the table today. It's the 4th of July. It's 3:20 p.m. Today's a normal day for me. I'm working. Today's a normal day. You know, yesterday I had a rough day. I'm not going to lie. I had a rough day. We will talk about that maybe next week. And so, you know, my work day kind of got a little messed up. So today we're playing major catch up. Also, like holidays, not that this is a good thing, but I think as an like when you're self-employed, holidays are weird because like I'm like, it's Tuesday, you know, like I want to work, question mark. I don't know. Anyway, let's get into this. Okay, so I don't know if you heard, but it's summer and it's time to go. Where are we going? I'm not quite sure. Maybe like everywhere and nowhere. Maybe you're having a European girl summer. Incredible. I love that for you. My passport's like about to expire, so I really need to get on that shit because I was so scared they weren't going to let me into Canada. But honestly, Canadians are so nice. We could learn a thing or two. You know what I mean? Maybe you're staying in your city all summer. Fabulous. Also love that for you. My point is, I don't care where you're going. Okay. I really don't. I just want you to have your best summer ever. Okay. So here we go. This is your comprehensive guide to having your best summer ever. First things first, we are abiding by the rule. It's either a fuck yes or a no. But I do have a clause to this, okay? So we'll get into that in a second. But Basically, I just want you to think to yourself, if you want to do something, I'm going to need you to fucking do it. If you're out with the girls, I want you to be there. Like, be present. Don't be on your phone. Don't be thinking about work. Like, be there. Okay? Like, give yourself the gift of being present. Because you're also, like, you're giving it to yourself, but you're also giving it to the people that you're with. And I think that's, you know, if you're signing up to do something and you're agreeing to give somebody your time, I think you should give it to them fully. You know what I mean? If you're at home because maybe you said no to a plan, so maybe you're home, maybe Chipotle's on the way. Oh, I want Chipotle tonight. Maybe Chipotle's on the way. Wait, they're probably not open because it's 4th of July. I don't know. I'll have to check on that. So maybe Chipotle's on the way. Maybe you're about to watch a movie or the new Kardashians episode. What do we think about the Kim Courtney situation? I don't know how I feel. You know what I mean? I see both sides of the problem. Anyway, whatever you're in the mood for, okay? You had it lined up. Be there, okay? Give Chloe the attention that she deserves, all right? Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. You don't want to go. We don't have FOMO. We have, I was going to say JOMO, but it's like joy of missing out, but like you're not missing out. You're just being present. That's it. You wanted to stay home with yourself, having a fabulous time. So you're going to do that and you're going to do it presently. I'm also going to need you to be fucking extra. And let me explain. I want you to do the little things that maybe you typically don't do, you know? So like maybe light the candle, maybe light that new candle that you are too nervous to light because you're like, it's too pretty. Like, no, we're not going to do that. Like, you deserve to light the candle. You know what I mean? Like, what if we die tomorrow? Hopefully not. But what if we die tomorrow and you never lit the candle? You know, like wear the top, wear the dress you've been saving for a special occasion. Cause let me tell you something, being alive is, I don't know, I would say it's pretty much as special as it gets, I think. You know, get the sweet cream cold foam on your coffee. So fucking good. Drive a little extra longer if it means you're gonna go to your favorite coffee shop or maybe your favorite restaurant or whatever it is. Or maybe you're gonna take like the scenic route. Do that. Who cares? Wake up a little bit earlier if it means that you have a little more time for yourself before a busy day. Put on the eye gels. Do we think they do anything? No, probably not. But that's neither here nor there. Is that going to stop me from using them? Absolutely not. Okay? So we're being extra. We're doing the little things because you know what? It really is all about the little things. And I hate that we call them the little things because actually I feel like the little things are the big things. The big things don't even happen that often. Like we need to stop giving them so much hype. I feel like we are putting the big things on a pedestal and it's not fair, okay? Little things deserve way more love. Thank you. So I know I said it's either a fuck yes or a no, right? But here's the clause. I want you to push yourself a little bit, okay? So if there's things that you've been wanting to do, how about we try one of them? How about you actually call that friend that you've been meaning to have a FaceTime with date? Or how about you actually go to the restaurant that you've been wanting to try? But every time you're going to go out to eat, you're like, no, I want to go to a place that I already love. Story of my life, as I mentioned before. Okay. Or you know what? I'll throw you a bone. If you're going to go to the place that you already love, get something different. I know I just said I don't want to do that, but like maybe get something different. Try something else, okay? Maybe this is the time we finally ignore the fuck boy that you've been wanting to get rid of, but you just keep him around because sometimes you're bored and want the attention, you know? We've all been there. It's okay. But sometimes I'm like, you know what? I am getting entertainment out of this, but like, do you deserve that entertainment? Does he deserve that entertainment? Does he deserve your name popping up on his phone? Maybe not. I don't know. And on the flip side, I want you to flirt with like your sexy neighbor that you've been wanting to flirt with, but like you're always like, no, I'm not gonna say anything. Just fucking flirt. Like be nice, say something, say hello, say what's up. Like it doesn't have to be this aggressive thing. You could throw him a little, how's your day going? That's fine. You know, what else do I want you to do? I want you to go try on an outfit that you've been wanting to wear. Maybe there's like a trend that you're like, fuck, I want to wear that, but I don't know if I can pull it off. Go try it on. Just go try it on. I'm not telling you to go buy it. Go try it on. See how it feels. I feel like sometimes being a little uncomfortable is good. Okay. It's bad in the moment, but it's good after. Also with this, can we like slow the fuck down for a second? And what I mean by this, I'm talking to my type A, maybe potentially Capricorns that are always in a fucking rush trying to get things done as quickly as possible. I'm just talking to myself. Like I'm always in a rush. And sometimes I don't even realize that I'm in a rush because I'm always in a rush. It's just like my normal cadence. So then when I like actually slow down, I'm like, wow, this feels so nice. Like the other day I had an appointment and it was right next to this like mega Publix. Okay. Which just means like it was a big daddy Publix. Like it was huge. It was huge. It was like a suburban wife's dream or dad's. Anybody who likes a supermarket, it would have been your dream. Okay. So, you know, I was like, all right, I want to make a grilled cheese because I sort of entered my grilled cheese era. And by that, I mean, I made two, but then after the second one, I was like, oh, I'm like grilled cheesed out, which is really unfortunate because I have a fuck ton of cheese in my fridge. Anyway, that's besides the point. It will be eight. Don't worry. Because you say eight, not Eden, right? Eden's not a real word. Anyway, so I went into the Publix and you know what? I just fucking strolled. Like I went through every single aisle, even though I already had what I needed. I went through every single aisle. I was just like looking, observing. Did I buy anything? I mean, besides my grilled cheese ingredients? No, but I was just like having the best time. It was a Saturday. I had nowhere to be. And normally I would just like rush in and out. I would have probably ordered it so that I would have avoided even just going to the supermarket because I'm like, that's a waste of time. But it's like, no, it's not a waste of time when you're just like enjoying yourself and being present. So anyway, we're gonna slow the fuck down sometimes if we want to, okay? And speaking of uncomfortable, we are working on our shit, okay? But not in an aggressive reading every self-help book out there, always trying to better ourselves. How can we optimize every aspect of our life way? that was a mouthful. We're going to lead with compassion and fun this summer, okay? But I think what I want us to do, and if you don't want to do this, that's okay, but just like hear me out. I think we should pick one activity that you want to do that makes yourself feel better. Like it's a self-care practice, okay? You're going to pick one and you're going to give yourself 30 minutes a day of something that makes you feel good, of something that is you pouring into your cup, okay? Maybe that's a walk, maybe that is a little workout, maybe that's dancing naked in your apartment, maybe it's listening to a podcast, maybe it's waking up 30 minutes earlier so that you can make your coffee and sit down and I don't fucking know, whatever you want to do. Maybe it's breathing exercises or meditating. I don't care what it is. I just want you to pick one thing that, and it can be different things every day too. You know, that's even like more fun. Maybe one day you're like, all right, today I'm going to do a little bit of this. Tomorrow I'm going to whatever, you get what I'm trying to say. I want you to pick one thing, give yourself 30 minutes a day, and again, you're gonna be fully there. You're gonna be fully present while you're doing it. And I want this thing to really be something that makes you feel better, that makes you feel 1% better, even hopefully more than that, but like at least 1% better, okay? 30 minutes a day to yourself. We can do that, bitch, let's go. You know what else we're gonna be doing this summer? We're going to be generous. And here's what I mean by that. I don't know what comes to mind necessarily when I say the word generosity, okay? Which is kind of cool because I think it can mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. And when I say it, I don't necessarily mean physical things. I don't mean the act of giving something physical to people, right? Be it money or actual tangible objects. What I mean is I want us to sit back and think, How can I be more generous? How can I give back more? Who can I help? Is there a place that I can go to that maybe needs my time or my help? Or is there a place I can go to volunteer once a month, once a week? I don't know. Is there a foundation that you can share with people that matters to you? Is there a foundation that you can set up auto pay and give $5 a month or whatever that may be? Something that is within, something that is accessible to you. Can you finally get rid of some clothes in your closet that you've been wanting to get rid of? And instead of maybe selling them on Poshmark, can we donate them to a woman's shelter nearby? Is there somebody in your life who might need some information that you have? Is there someone in your life who might need advice that you can give them? Do you have information that could be helpful to someone in your life? Is there somebody in your life who is struggling and maybe you can, I don't know, go see them, spend time with them, send them something that would make their day. You know, I think there's so many ways that we can be generous. We can be generous with our love, with our time, with our space, with our belongings, for sure. You know, with money, that's an obvious one. But also with our advice and with our knowledge and with our network, with our connections, with our joy. You know, there's so many ways that we can spread generosity, be it instantly or monthly or sporadically. And I want us to tap into that this summer, okay? And this is something that I think would be so nice if we made it a habit. You know, it's not just like a summer thing. All of these things that I should have said this at the beginning. I want this episode to, yes, it's summer themed because we're in fucking summer, right? Depending on where you are in the world. But I'm in Miami, which is hotter than the devil's balls. And it's hot, you know, and it's summertime. So all of these things are not just summer related. That's obvious. Like, these are just things that I think we can always be thinking about. And hopefully you can grab whichever one you need in this moment, okay, and apply it, integrate it, and whichever one doesn't work for you, leave it. You know, like I always say, I feel like I haven't said this lately, but you take what you need from these episodes, take whatever hits, and you leave the rest, okay? So I know it's just semantics, but I'm not the biggest fan of the term like hot girl summer, right? Because like, I want to have more moments of happiness. That's it. Like, I'm not going to say I don't care what I look like, because that would be a lie, but that's not like what's dictating my summer nor this episode. So I just want to say, like, and I know it's just for fun. I know people do it because it's a buzzword and I understand it, but like, you know, you guys know how I am with words. Sometimes it like annoys me because I'm like, I don't know. Why do we always have to tie shit back to the way we look? I think I want to focus more on how I feel. So that's my, nobody asked, but that's how I feel about hot girl summer. Okay, so I also want you to stop and take quick inventory of what's going on in your life right now, okay? And by what, I actually mean who. Like, who are the closest people in your life right now? How are the relationships going? Are you showing up intentionally and the way that you want to show up with the people in your life? Are there conversations that we maybe need to have? Are these relationships reciprocal? Are they making you feel good? Are you having fun? You know, I feel like, again, we worry so much about just the way we look and doing our hot girl walks, which we love. We love the endorphins, okay? Nobody wants to kill their husband. If you got the reference, then I love you. But can we talk about how important the people closest to you are? You know, you really are who you surround yourself with, right? So I just want you to tune into the people who you are spending the most time with and the people who you are giving your energy to. And I just want you to make sure that all these relationships are, they're feeling good, okay? And it can also be like, wow, fuck, I've been meaning to do X, Y, and Z with my friend Jenna, I don't know, and I want to make sure that I get that on my schedule soon. So like, plan fun shit, reach out to the people that you love, make a summer bucket list with your best friend, plan a happy hour date, plan a movie night, like whatever it is. It's not about what you're going to do. I just want you to make sure that you are surrounded by the people that you want to be surrounded by. I think sometimes also we might get, you know, caught up in whatever we're doing, whether it's traveling, work, this, that. And sometimes we have to remind ourselves like, okay, fuck, like I want to plan a date with, you know, this friend. I want to make sure that I go see this friend, or I know this friend's been having a rough time, so I want to do something fun with her. Like, I just want you to intentionally take a moment for yourself and think about your friendships, your relationships, and just take a little inventory. It's always good to just, you know, think about what's going on. You know, also if there is a relationship or a friendship in your life that, when I'm saying this to you, hasn't been making you feel good, it hasn't been reciprocal, it feels like if you didn't put in the effort, if you didn't reach out, they never would. Maybe we assess the situation and we stop giving so much energy to people who we feel like are not valuing our energy and are not giving us back something, right? Like I said this once before, I heard Reese Witherspoon say this on a podcast and I loved the way she phrased this. And she was speaking about friendship and how friendship is a withdrawal system, right? So it's not always about things being 50-50. And I think this applies to romantic relationships as well. I don't think it's necessarily about it being 50-50. I think it's always about putting in and taking out, right? So sometimes it might be 50-50, and then sometimes maybe you're putting in a little more effort because your friend is going through something, or they're very busy, or they just need you to, you know, carry a little bit more of the weight. And then sometimes it'll flip. And I think that's the beautiful part about a relationship, is that that person will lift you up when you need it, and then you do the same. And then, you know, it just like you take it day by day. You know, your time is precious, your energy is precious, your love is precious, and you are, you know, you're such a special person. And the only reason that I can say that is because I know everybody who listens is a special person, you know? And you deserve the like kindness and love that you give to the people in your life. So if you're not getting that back, I want you to take note of that. I'm not saying you have to do some drastic shit, you know, but just take note of it and adjust not only your expectations, but adjust your behavior, okay? Because ain't nobody got time for that shit, okay? We are having fun this summer, and we are doing it with the people we love who pour into us as much as we pour into them. So one of the last things I want to talk about is about our bodies. I want to talk about how we're going to get our summer bodies. So what you're going to do is you're going to go into your closet and pick an outfit that you love, that makes you feel good, okay? And then you're gonna leave the house, and that's how you get a summer body, because there's nothing you have to fucking do to your body for it to be allowed to enjoy the summer. Your body is worthy of enjoying every single day that you're alive, okay? And I know this is a delicate subject, believe me, I know. So I will proceed with caution. However, I just want to say, we all know there are things we can do to feel better, to feel healthier, right? Like, I don't need to tell you to drink water and to eat foods that make you feel good and move your body. Like, we all know these things, right? But I think summer and bodies can be a triggering subject and conversation. I know it certainly has been for me in the past, because with the weather changing, you undoubtedly have to change the way that you dress, right? Because it might be 100 degrees where you live. And if you don't feel comfortable in your body or in the kind of clothing that maybe everybody else is wearing around you, then this might be a challenging season for you. And if that's you right now, like, I just want to tell you, I see you, and I want to like validate your feelings of, wow, I don't like summer because I hate that I have to like wear shorts or wear bathing suits, or everybody around me is wearing these things and I don't want to wear them. Like, I can't tell you how much I identify with that, okay? And so I think there's sometimes very little that people can say to make you feel better when you're in that headspace, but I just want to give you some quick reminders, and hopefully one of them will hit, okay? Number one, if there's something you want to wear but you feel like you're not allowed to because of your body, let's just say a swimsuit, okay? I just want to remind you that there is not one body that is more deserving of enjoying the ocean or the pool than another. Like, there just isn't. Again, this could be a whole episode, so I'm just gonna leave it there. And number two, if you're uncomfortable in your body, like I said, I want to validate your feelings because your feelings are valid. But I really hope you don't say no to things that you actually want to say yes to. Note how I'm saying, like, you actually want to say yes, okay? Because there's shit that we say no to because we just don't want to go, and that's fine. But I hope you're not saying no to things you actually want to say yes to just because of your body. I've done that so many times, and I regret it so much, you know? And I think years from now, like, you'll look back and say, fuck, I wish I would have gone. You know, it's almost like you're punishing yourself for not looking a certain way, and like, you don't deserve to be at these places or go on these trips because of your body. And like, I know this is easier said than done, but I want to encourage you to push yourself a little bit. Find things that make you feel comfortable. Like, what can we do to get you there? You know what I mean? To like say yes to the thing. Like, is it, I don't know, buying a new cover up that you love? Maybe getting a self tan, like a spray tan. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But if there are certain things that we can do that will get you closer to saying yes to the thing you want to say yes to, then I want you to do it, okay? I don't care if you buy the cover up and you don't even take it off whenever you go to the pool day. Like, that's fine. That's a step, okay? Because at least you're there and you gave yourself the gift of going to something that you actually wanted to go to, okay? Because I just don't want you to not do things because of your body. And like, I sit here and say this to you, and this is a struggle that I have. And I also want to tell you, like, you don't know what someone is feeling in regards to their own body. You don't know what someone is insecure of in regards to their own body based on what they look like. That is not a fair or valid assumption. I definitely acknowledge that pretty privilege and thin or skinny privilege, like, I know that's a thing. I will acknowledge that. But I'm just saying, you can't look at someone and because in your head, they have, you know, this great body, you know, that's relative because we all, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? That's not a fair assumption on your part. I'm just reminding you that you don't get to look at someone and be like, yeah, wow, like she's probably so happy, so comfortable, has no insecurities. You don't fucking know. You just don't. So I'm just saying, okay? Number three, that was kind of number three, but okay, number four. No one is thinking about you and your body and your insecurities as much as you are. And this is freeing, okay? Also, nobody knows your insecurities unless you're talking about them. And if you want to talk about them, that's fine. We love a vulnerable queen. But I'm just saying, like, nobody is thinking about you so much. And if they are, that's a little fan behavior. I'm just going to say it, okay? Everybody is more concerned about themselves. And this is a good thing, right? Because we think there's like a magnifying glass on us. And obviously, our insecurities are so massive to us and we think everybody can see them. But like, how many times has someone in your life been like, oh, you know, I'm insecure about X, Y, and Z. And you're like, what? I didn't even notice that. I would have never even guessed that. Like, how many times has that fucking happened to you? Because I'm sure you've been in that position, right? So just remember that because, you know, we tend to think everybody is so focused on us. And while you are incredibly special, I promise you they're not, okay? Number four, five, whether you stay home or you go to the pool or you do whatever it is, I want you to work on your self-talk this summer and always, okay? Because while we can't change the way our bodies physically look overnight, we can instantly change the way we speak to ourselves and about ourselves out loud. Like, that is fully within your control. You have an option when you're speaking about yourself and to yourself. You have an option of being kind. So I hope you choose to be kind. You don't have to lie. You don't have to say shit you don't mean, you know? Just be kind. The same way you would speak to somebody who you love in your life, the same way you would probably show kindness to a stranger, right? Like, bare minimum. I ask that for yourself, okay? I ask you give that to yourself too. So yeah. This summer, I am saying yes more, but only to things I want to say yes to. And if I'm saying no, I'm not thinking twice about it. But I'm also slowing down when I need to. I really want to clean up my diet because I've been eating like shit lately, like for real. And I think something that I'm trying to remind myself of is like the more that I just keep eating like shit, the more that I just crave eating like shit, you know, purely just for my health. Like, that's it. I just want to feel healthier. Like, you guys know I get sick a lot, and I think my diet is definitely something. And by diet, I don't mean like restricting, I just mean the actual foods I'm eating. I've just been having way too much fun, which is a great thing, but like, I feel sluggish, you know what I mean? And I also haven't been moving my body, and that's something that I told myself I would start this week. But honestly, yesterday was a heavy day, and I knew my body just did not want to do a workout, so I let myself not work out, and today I have it on my to-do list to go on a, you know, a 30-minute walk, and I'm gonna do that. And I really want to incorporate movement back into my life because it just makes me feel so fucking good, like, mentally. So I need it, you know? I want to go to the beach this summer. I never go to the beach, and I really want to go. I want to keep decluttering my closet and finding basics that I love. I've like slowly been buying pieces that I'm like, okay, I could wear this in so many ways. And I'm also like not feeling bad for liking the things that I like. I know that sounds silly, but I talked about this with my on my episode with Lauren, how sometimes I'm like, fuck, like I wish I, you know, ventured out more with my clothes. I wish I liked this. I wish I liked that. And it's like, why the fuck am I sitting around thinking about these things instead of owning what I do like? Like, it doesn't make sense. So I'm like unapologetically choosing the things that I fucking love, and I don't care if I wear the same shit all the time. It makes me happy. Okay, I want to keep painting my nails fun colors because that's also something that makes me really happy. I want to keep trying like random, very, very, very easy TikTok recipes. Okay, like I made this fire avocado toast this morning. It had this like balsamic glaze and this hot honey. Bitch, holy fuck, it was so good. I like can't wait to have it tomorrow. I'm out of avocados. Okay, I gotta run to the store. I feel like that's such a like mom thing to say. I gotta run to the store. I want to keep filling my apartment up with flowers because they make me so happy. I also realized, I don't know how to say this word because the spelling is fucking me up. Peonies? I don't know. Okay, but those are my favorite flowers. I didn't even know until now. I was checking out at Trader Joe's and I was like, what are these flowers called? And she said it. She said the word. I'm not going to say it again because I don't enjoy saying it. And I was like, wow, I just realized these are my favorite flowers. So anyway, I'm in my stand-up comedy era. I don't know why, but it's like all I've been consuming on TikTok. So there's two comedians that I'm fucking obsessed with. One of them is Matt Rife. And the other one, his name is Nate Jackson. I would fly anywhere to see this guy. Like, oh my god, I need to look at his tour dates because he's on tour. I think they're both on tour, and I can't explain to you, like Nate especially, like I cry of laughter, and I just watch them over and over and over again because I think I've watched every single video that he has on TikTok. Please look him up. Okay, so fucking funny. Like, oh my god, I would be best friends with this man if I could. If anybody knows him, like I'll do anything. Okay, thank you. I want to take myself on solo dates once a week. I just ordered The Artist's Way, which is a book, and I'm going to do it, and I think I'm going to document it on TikTok. It's basically like this book to help you like reinvigorate your creativity, I would say. And it's like a way to deepen your relationship with yourself. And I don't know if you remember when I would do morning pages on my stories. Basically, it's like a journaling a way to journal. You basically first thing in the morning write 3 full pages of anything that you can think of. Like, it's like a brain dump basically. And I know that that came from that book, The Artist's Way. And ever since I learned about the morning pages, I learned it through Lauren from The Skinny Confidential. She always talks about the morning pages. And ever since I learned about it, I was like, okay, I want to read the book, you know? And I never did. And then finally the other day, I ordered it. I ordered the paperback so that I could actually like, you know, I just want to get in there. You know what I mean? Like I want to get physical with it. Okay. So I just ordered it. I think it arrives tomorrow. So I'm going to do that and document it. Maybe I'll do like a little Artist's Way episode. I feel like that'd be fun. Anyway, so I know that's something you're probably like, how the fuck did we get from solo dates to this damn book? I'll tell you. Okay. So a part of the exercise in the book is solo dates, our solo dates. Grammar be fucking me up today. Anywho, so yeah, I really want to do that. I also saw a few girls on TikTok. I don't know why these videos were like popping up. It's like my phone can hear me or something, you know? Anyway, these girls they got like these cute jars from Target, just like a clear jar. And then they wrote out a ton of different solo date ideas, and they wrote it in little pieces of paper, and then folded up the papers and put them in the jar. And then every week they pick out one and they do it. And like, I don't know that I want to do that activity because where would I put the jar? You know, I don't know where I put the jar. But anyway, I want to take myself on more solo dates. So I feel like I'm so good at that when I'm not in my own city, and it doesn't make sense. And it's because when I'm in a different city, I just give no fucking fucks. Sorry, that was aggressive language. Okay, what else do I want to do? I want to go to a comedy club, hopefully Nate, okay? I just want to be friends with Nate Jackson this summer. That's my goal. I want to keep decorating my new apartment. I just got my new bed. Did I tell you that? I didn't even tell you that. My new bed arrived yesterday, and somebody is coming to help me build it tomorrow. But I don't have a mattress. I should probably order one. Wait, fuck, I don't have a mattress. So why is he going to build it? I guess I'll put my old mattress on there. I didn't think this through, did I? Okay, anyway, I want to keep being really consistent on TikTok. I want to finish rebranding M. I want to take my mom on a trip. I want us to have like a cute little mom and daughter trip. I want to try new restaurants in Miami. I want to start coloring again. I have this cute as fuck coloring book and markers that I got. When did I get this? I got this like a few years ago because somebody told me it would help with my anxiety and I was like, say less. And so I have this it's a big daddy marker collection, okay? There's like every fucking color in there. Like my 10-year-old self would have died with this. And I remember it making me so happy and I don't know why I haven't done it. So I want to start coloring again. Also, it's like, I told you, I'm good with my hands, okay? And like when I'm doing stuff that requires both hands, for some reason, it really does calm my anxiety. I don't know what it is. Probably because I can't be on my phone. So probably my phone, that gives me a lot of anxiety and my brain. So anyway, that's where I'm at, okay? That's my summer bucket list. Obviously to have fucking fun, so much fun. I realized that I didn't talk about dating in this episode. You know what? Because I don't care whether you're single, dating, in your hoe phase, in a relationship, engaged, married, wifed up, divorced. I don't care what your relationship status is. Like I said, I just want you to have fun. Like I want you to have fun if you're in a relationship. I want you to have fun if you're single. And that can mean so many different things. Like sometimes for me, having fun while I'm single is like staying home and like FaceTiming all my long distance friends and spending the night in and ordering my favorite meal and watching my favorite show. Sometimes having fun is going on a date. Sometimes having fun is flying to a different city to see a man. Like, I don't know. It just depends. So yeah, same rules apply in love, okay? This is just where I'm at. Simple, but I'm just trying to follow things that make me feel happy. And I want you to do the same thing this summer and moving forward, okay? So I hope you enjoyed our summer episode. And let me know what hit. Let me know what you're gonna do. Give me a little summer bucket list. Like, tell me what is popping this summer. Like, what are you gonna do? Where are you going? Like, what are you drinking? What are you getting at Starbucks? Like, what? Tell me whatever. Tell me anything. Tell me anything that's making you happy right now. I'll see you next week. I hope you have a beautiful weekend. And I already said I'll see you next week. So, okay. Bye. Love you.